Fizbot with us, Executive Director, The Geek Group. She's got information for us, what is happening on Leonard Street and more. A great opportunity for you to get to know this super venue. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is happening at The Geek Group?
So we have been working very hard on getting more people aware of what we're doing and making it more accessible to everybody. We're actually doing an event today. I don't know if you heard about it, but it is Halloween.
Oh, keep going.
And it's from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. We're doing computers and candy. So the first 250 kids who show up will actually get a computer in addition to some candy.
Okay, so take me through exactly how that works. So it's like a family who takes their kid to the Geek Group, to your place.
Yep. Okay. And
your doors will be open.
Our doors will be open. It is available to anybody under the age of 16.
Okay.
And you don't have to wear a costume, but we, of course, encourage that.
Yeah.
And we will have a lot of candy, and we have 250 desktop computers that we will be giving away.
How does that happen, Liz?
We have been very fortunate to work with a lot of different organizations in the greater Grand Rapids area who have been giving us computers that we are refurbishing, and we have been making them available to people who have a need for a computer, and they have been $40 for a basic computer, and that is an amazing price. It is hard to beat that, and it allows it to become accessible, and then since it is Halloween, we decided to go all out and give some of them away.
Your location, again, specifically is?
We are at 902 Leonard Northwest.
Great.
And remind me again what you're all about, the Geek Group.
So the Geek Group is a place for people to come to learn, explore, and play with science and technology. We have all kinds of work labs available for people to use. We have a wood shop, machine shop, electronics lab, lots of 3D printing. And we keep it as accessible as possible. Membership is a whole $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually making it available until the end of the year, where your first month is free. So we have a lot of people who have been a little on the fence about trying it for the first time. So mm-hmm. we're making no excuses. Come and give it a shot. Build something. We've had a lot of people build small businesses at our space, where they have a great idea, but they need a tool in order to build that, mm-hmm. and then they can make a run of them. We've had a lot of people just come and build hobby projects, lots of dining room tables, chess boards, Christmas presents, things like that.
The community, you want to be as involved as possible. I think you offer tours, and again, the membership status of it is available.
Yes, we offer tours every Saturday at 12:30. They are always free. There's no RSVP for it. Just show up at 12:30, and we show you the whole place. There's always some explosions and lightning, and we get people excited and kind of show you everything that is available to you. We've learned that people are really capable of creating amazing things if they have access to the tools to do so, and there aren't a lot of places where you can do that. If you just have an idea, you don't have to go to school for that idea. Maybe you just want it to be a hobby. You're not necessarily going to have the means to buy all of the equipment in order to build that. So we make it available to everybody to build whatever they want.
So are you a geek?
I am definitely a geek.
What's your background, Liz?
I have a background in science. I studied astronomy.
Wow.
And I've been with the Geek Group for 12 years. And with my work at the Geek Group, I have learned an awful lot about manufacturing. And I love it. And I really just like learning everything that I can. So that's kind of the big definition of a geek, is somebody who likes to learn as much as possible.
I think it's a compliment. You know, maybe 30 years ago, we may have had, those of us with glasses, red hair, and freckles, maybe didn't like the word geek. But tell me, Liz, do you take, like, used equipment or other equipment that you could use that we may not?
Definitely, and that is one of the reasons why we've been able to make computers available to everybody as inexpensively as possible, is we get a lot of equipment donated. And sometimes it's from businesses where they donate large quantities, but most of it is from people who bring in one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So computers, laptops, things like that are definitely useful for us.
That's great.
So tonight again, doors open. Are you 24/7 anyway?
Well, we're 24/7 for our membership.
Yes.
So if you do want to work on a project in the middle of the night, that is an option. But
do your members do that?
Yes.
Wow.
Go ahead.
We are open from 10 to 10, but today from 6 to 8, we will be doing the computers and candy.
All right, so 6 to 8 p.m., wear a costume or two, take the kids, because I get what?
You get a desktop computer.
Along with some candy.
Definitely.
Right? Yes. All right, Liz. Well, congratulations to you. I know we've spoken with one of your colleagues a couple months ago, and he was just as passionate as you. So thank you for your leadership. And, well, happy Halloween.
A happy Halloween
to you, too. That'll be fun tonight. Thanks again.